Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, guys? It is Wednesday, 6:30 p.m., and it is once again time for another episode of SCW Radio. Now, it's been a bit of an eventful week here as far as SCW news goes, and we're going to go ahead and cover some of that stuff right now. But before we do, the live chat is open at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Or if you'd like to call the studio line, you can do that as well. Always, same number, guys, but we give it out each and every week. It is 713-955-0804. Once again, that is 713-955-0804. So anybody out there with any questions, comments, concerns, you name it, you can contact us at that number. That is our studio line, or you can also contact us once again at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Click on the SCW Radio 624 tab, and you will see our live chat going on there as well. So with that said, we've got all that pertinent information out there. Let's talk about it, guys, because it is coming up a lot sooner than I think a lot of you may even notice. Friday, July 10th, 7 o'clock p.m., SCW Entertainment celebrates its 6th anniversary show with Still Standing. We're going to be out at Cornica Fire Department. I know it's been a long time since we've been there, I think December of last year, actually. And for those of you who are forgotten or unfamiliar with that part of town, it is 1418 Highway 246 South, in Greenwood, South Carolina. Now, not only is this a celebration of sorts for the 6th anniversary of SCW Entertainment, it is also going to be a fireworks show and inflatables, all kinds of stuff going on, kind of celebrating Independence Day as well. So definitely, even more than just a wrestling show, it's something you're definitely not going to want to miss out on. So with that said, let's talk about some of the matches that have already been announced. And, you know, in promoting this SCW Radio, we did say we were going to talk about Still Standing, but in more specific terms, we're going to talk about the main event controversy, which is not exactly something that I really want to get into very deep this week on SCW Radio, but apparently it is the biggest topic of discussion within the last 2 days, so we're going to tackle it. But before we get to that, the SCW Internet Championship is on the line. One-on-one is the rematch of sorts. The first time we saw these individuals meet up in the ring was an Ace in the Hole qualifying match back at Ace in the Hole in Newberry. It was Anderson Strong versus Cat Daddy. Cat Daddy getting the win that night via disqualification, moving on to the Ace in the Hole ladder match. Cat Daddy still not successful in winning the Ace in the Hole ladder match. However, does have a disqualification victory over the Internet Champion, and by those rights, the powers that be, including myself, have granted him an Internet Championship match is Still Standing. Now, we saw, even going back further than Ace in the Hole, we saw back at Afterburn these two getting each other's faces. We saw definitely the Cat Daddy has that want and will to become Internet Champion, and he finally has that opportunity to do so. One-on-one at Still Standing, Anderson Strong will defend that title against Cat Daddy. Now, moving on to what has been proposed as the main event, and once again, I will go on record as saying that this match has not been signed. It is not official. There's a lot of, more than just I could even say rumors going on right now. There's even been official match flyers for this event posted all over social media saying that Tanner Stone is defending the SCW Heavyweight Championship against Dean Richards in the main event of Still Standing. Now, nothing has come across my desk with this. I still am trying to figure out exactly where this information is coming from. As far as I understand, Tanner Stone has the evening off. It's Still Standing due to some nagging injuries, therefore will not be able to defend the SCW Heavyweight Championship, let alone against an individual who I have not named number one contender, Dean Richards. So we have a problem here with this proposed main event, the Heavyweight Championship being on the line. Dean Richards, look, he's a hell of a competitor. I'm not going to take anything away from him. I know the fans tend to gravitate towards him. I know that everyone thinks that he deserves an SCW Heavyweight Championship match, and that's fine. but it's not going to be a still standing. Dean Richards is not getting into the ring with an injured Tanner Stone and think he can take that championship away from him on a technicality. That's not going to be going down. So now, once again, I'm not exactly sure if this is one of our admins on our social media accounts playing a joke. I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, but what I can tell you is as long as I'm running the show, that match will not be going down. It's still standing. So with that said, Dean Richards, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to find something else to do is still standing because you're not getting a heavyweight championship match. And for Tanner Stone, no worries, my friend. You still indeed do have the night off. Nurse your nagging injuries, and we'll see you again very soon. Now, with that said, really quickly, we want to go through and speaking of social media, let's go ahead and put it out there. All the SCW social media accounts, our website, anywhere you can find SCW Entertainment all over the Internet. So, of course, there is our official website at scwentertainment.com. Of course, we're on Facebook. You can simply search SCW Entertainment or facebook.com/SCW Entertainment 09. We're on Twitter at SCW Greenwood or twitter.com/SCW Greenwood. Also on YouTube, youtube.com/SCW Entertainment. Of course, each and every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., we are right here at blogtalkradio.com/SCW Entertainment. Of course, Instagram.com/SCW Entertainment and our Tumblr account at south-carolina-wrestling.tumblr.com. And as always, guys, you can search the SCW Entertainment keywords and find us on Spreadshirt, Spreaker Web Radio, Pinterest, Reddit, Google+, SoundCloud, and many more. So, you know, as we always say, guys, zero reason why you can't like, friend, follow, share, what have you, SCW Entertainment on your social media site of choice. So with that said, guys, I think what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and get into the call-in portion of the show. We already have a couple of callers here waiting in my queue, and before we do that, once again, we're going to give out that guest call-in number, and you can call us right now at 713-955-0804. So let's go ahead right now. We're going to take our first caller here. Last four digits, 2496. You're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Did you miss me last week, Mr. Van?
I didn't miss anybody last. Took the week off.
I missed calling in. This is Mr. Country Boy Fresh Ace Harris, as if I needed an introduction, which I don't, but you're going to get one anyways. How you doing?
To be perfectly honest with you, I'm not exactly in the best of spirits given all the quote-unquote controversy going on with this main event for Still Standing, and now it looks as though we have former SCW employee Brian White petitioning that this match happens or he's going to do some kind of protesting. You know, I got a lot on my plate, but thanks for asking at least. How about yourself, Ace? What's going on with you?
I'm doing great, you know. Counting down the days to July 10th to Still Standing, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Cornack Fire Department. I can't wait. You know, I've been going over it in my head since last time we talked on SCW Radio, and I'm not a stranger to the SCW Still Standing event. Last year, as you may know, I refereed the whole damn show in the hot heat. It was a great show. Everything was in line for a perfect show that evening, and it was a perfect show. And, you know, I refereed a lot of great matches that evening. I even refereed a match between my brother and the Professor Murdoch for the X Championship. That's the night that my brother won the X Championship from the Professor Murdoch. And speaking of the Professor Murdoch losing last year, I said it a couple weeks ago, and I'll say it again. I want the tag team championships that he's got, him and Carl Hager. I mean, Mr. Van, I'm just going to be honest, and I hope GPA is listening. Professor, I know your back has to be killing you over the last several months, carrying the load of Carl Hager on your back. It's no secret. To me, you're the standout of that tag team. Look who won the ace in the hole contract. Look who has it. It could have been Carl Hager. But no, it was the Professor Murdoch. And Professor, everybody believes that you are the standout in that tag team. And whether they want to say it or not, everybody knows. So, you know, you're a smart guy. Make the choice to, you know, go after the SCW World Heavyweight Championship. Let me have them tag team titles, because I'm pretty sure there's a guy in the locker room who wants to be tag team champion. you know, who wouldn't want to hold a title in SCW? So a lot of what's been going on with me is just figuring out the right guy or figuring out if anybody's going to step up. Because, like I said, I want the tag team championships from GPA. Their time is up. It's the professor's time to prove to everybody, you know, he can do it by himself because I believe in him.
But well, I got to tell you, man, you did come on here a week before last, and you had a lot to say about GPA in particular. You also had a few things you had to say to the man who identifies himself now as Mr. Smith. You even had something to say about your brother, which I really got to tell you, I didn't see coming. It seems like Ace Harris has had a bit of a change of heart. Is there anything, and I probably should have asked you this week before last, but there was so much going on in that interview with you. I was taken aback by a lot of what you were saying, but, you know, I'm not the only one that's noticed there's been a bit of a change of heart in Ace Harris. Is there anything in particular that has led to what we're hearing from you now in comparison to what we were hearing from you last year?
Well, you know, I thought about it. And when I'm you yourself are no stranger to time off, you know, change of hearts, hell, WrestleFest, hindsight was 2020 for you, and I'm not taking, you know, but me and you both know that, you know, having time off, it gives a man a lot of time to think. And in that time to think where I didn't know whether I was coming back or not, but I also knew that if it wasn't for SCW, Ace Harris wouldn't exist. There would be no best referee of the year, Ace Harris, if it wasn't for SCW. But in saying that, there would be no SCW if it wasn't for yourself or the fans, you know, the guys who put the roots down for the business, or the fans either, you know what I mean? And if it wasn't, all this is like a circle. It's like the circle of life almost. You know, there would be no Ace Harris, there would be no SCW if it wasn't for the fans or for the men who started, you know, who put the roots down in the company. And here it is, you know, 2015, and still standing's coming around the corner, and I have a chance to come back and prove to everybody, you know, hey, Ace is back. But how do I want to do that? Do I want to go in, you know, with my head held up high, you know, I'm better than everybody. Everybody's seen that. My win-loss record for 2014, I ain't winning no matches. I paid too much attention to trying to bully around the fans, you know, trying to talk so much crap about everybody. You know, yeah, there's been a change of heart. You know, I would say it now, you know. I look at things now that I'm happy. I'm lucky to be in SCW. And I'm happy to be in SCW, and I'm going to, you know, do what I can to make it up to those who paved the way for me. So, yeah, there's been a change of heart. And, you know, speaking of Tony Lycan, you know, I've tried to reach out to him via text message, emails, you know, phone calls and stuff. He still won't talk to me, which is fine. But I know somewhere out there he's listening, and you know, I do want to put this behind us. Everybody else out there, you know, the fans who didn't see it coming when I turned my back on Tony Lycan that night. I'm going to say sorry. I'm man enough to say I'm sorry. There is, you know, going to be a better Ace Harris than what there used to be. You know, I'm more focused and more energized for my goals now. So I've been out for too long. And, yeah, that's my time now.
All right, man. Well, if you will stay here on the line with us, we do have another caller in the queue, and I'm going to go ahead and take them right now. So with that said, caller, last four digits, 6941, you're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
You know who you're speaking with.
And who would this be?
Your number one fan, Chris Weidman.
Well, I noticed you're calling from a different number this week, Mr. Weidman. Did you finally graduate from Obamaphone?
Will you shut up? No, I didn't.
No, I'm the host of the show. I won't shut up. And bear in mind that I can X you right now and disconnect this call at any minute. So if I were you, I would mind my P's and Q's during this telephone conversation. So with that said, I'm going to go against my better judgment and allow you to speak your mind. But like I said, remember, my finger is hovering over this cancel button right now next to your number. So tread lightly, big boy.
Well, you know what? I can't wait for Still Standing. July the 10th, I'll be there. And you know what? If you ever go to Charleston, I hope you and that ginger kid, that dangerous ginger kid over there, about Terrence Stone's age, tell him we forgive you.
What the hell are you talking about?
You know, it's been all over the news, buddy.
And what exactly in the bluest of blue hells does that have to do with SCW Entertainment? I'm very curious. If you're making some sort of analogy between myself and someone who killed nine people, we can go ahead and X you right now if that's what's going on.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yeah.
The truth has to be said. What if you get fired from SCW?
Well, that would require me firing myself since I'm the boss, and I don't see that happening anytime soon. Do you?
I just pray and hope Josh Chilton come back or TJ, because
you're really the only one that remembers.
Just like the Charleston killer.
You know, Ace Harris spoke about earlier about the Professor Murdoch and the idea that he would be carrying Dr. Carl Hager. That's his words, not mine. But if we're going to talk about Josh Chilton, we're going to talk about carrying somebody. My back is still aching. So let's definitely not talk about that joke. Now, you talk about TJ Balls, and this is a guy who turned his back on you and all the other SCW fans. Anybody who's seen the video that I posted several months back knows that TJ Balls is the individual that turned his back on this company. You were there. You recorded him. You saw the frustration and anger which led him to say he was going to go to CCW, and we see how well that worked out. So what's your next move, Weidman? What else do you have?
Well, my next move is if I was GM of SCW, I'll put Terrence Stone in a match to defend both his titles.
Well, that's why you're not the GM of SCW, because of half-assed, haggard ideas like that.
Well,
you really think it'd be a good idea to take you think it would be a good idea to take an injured competitor and put them in the ring to defend their title? You think that's a good idea?
If you want to count this way out, the best thing is, yeah.
You know, I'm just guessing here, but I'm assuming if you stubbed your toe, you'd be off your feet for the rest of the day. You're talking
about...
Well,
you know what? I have to say Scott Pierce is one of the grandfathers of ISIS.
What the hell are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
In the last 5 minutes...
I'm pulling your legs. Oompa loompa.
You've literally just compared Scott Pierce, who is a great man, as a member of ISIS, and you have compared me to an individual who killed nine people. Okay, we're going to take our next caller here and move right along, because you've literally fell off your damn rocker if you hadn't broke it first. So, next caller, last four digits, 9245, you're on SCW Radio. Who are we speaking with?
Well, this is Cat Daddy, all the way from Las Vegas.
All right, guys. Well, you know what? I'm really glad to hear, and I don't say this a whole lot. You know, I give Cat Daddy his credit, but damn it, anybody is better than Chris Weidman. So welcome to the show, Cat Daddy. You got a big match coming up on July the 10th. We were speaking about it earlier. One-on-one, your first shot at the Internet Championship. One-on-one, how you feeling?
Mixed emotions right now. Mixed emotions for a couple of reasons. Mixed emotions because so far in 2015, everything that Cat Daddy has tried, every quest he's been on, he's fell a little short. It all starts back at Best of the Best. I qualify for the tournament, but yet I fell short. Losing to TJ Boss. Let's look at Blaze of Glory. Tag Team Championships on the line. Last chance match. Me and Del Frito against GPA. Oh, how close we came. But still in the end, we didn't get the job done. And here just recently, Ace in the Hole. Again, I came back close, but yet I failed. I failed my kittens time and time again here in 2015. So mixed emotions is really how I'm feeling, but like I said, they're mixed because Cat Daddy feels that on July 10th, all that is about to change. Because July 10th...
Let me ask you this, because there's a lot of individuals out there who dig what you do. You got a lot of fans out there, but between yourself and Dean Richards, I tend to hear the most fan reaction in a positive light towards the two of you. Now, you're going up against a guy who has a track record here for being very dominant, the first guy to ever lay a pinfall defeat on Aaron McClure in 4 years. You're dealing with a former SCW heavyweight champion, 6'8", Anderson Strong, and you're not dealing with the Anderson Strong that even myself or Aaron McClure ran up against. You're dealing with a guy who has a very, very, very bad attitude, and I know because, to be quite frank with you, I like where he's going right now. I like what he's doing right now. And amidst all that, you're challenging him for something that he holds very dear to his heart. You got into the ring with him at Ace in the Hole, and you did get a disqualification victory, but a disqualification victory is not going to win you the championship. I got to ask you, man, do you have a game plan? Are you really ready for this match, July 10th?
Well, let's not take away, like you just said, Anderson Strong, the first man to put a pinfall victory over Big Aaron McClure. He's the internet champion. He's former heavyweight champion. He's done it all in SCW. Let's not take anything away from Anderson Strong, not at all. But I want everybody to understand one thing. I never said I was the biggest. I never said I was the strongest. But one thing I will say is, Cat Daddy's a pretty sharp dude, and I will outsmart Anderson Strong on July the 10th, and I will outsmart him on my way to capturing my first SCW Internet Championship. Anderson Strong, no doubt, I'm in it for the fight of my life. And maybe there are people down saying, Cat Daddy, you ain't got it done all year in 2015. What makes this any different? Anderson Strong is just going to have his way with you. I will say this to all the kittens everywhere, that on July the 10th, Cat Daddy will put on the most courageous performance they have ever seen. And I can vow this, if I don't win the SCW Internet Championship, I will die trying. Anderson Strong will get every ounce of energy I have on that night.
All right, man. Well, I got to tell you, you know, you brought it up, and like I said earlier, you're one of the most popular wrestlers on the roster at SCW Entertainment. I think, you know, I'm not going to deny you that. It kind of speaks for itself. But you did say earlier, and it does bring up a good point, there are individuals out there who, fans of yours as they may be, feel like Anderson Strong is so much of a challenge, and you do, and there are always going to be those detractors. What would you say to those detractors who tell you you're not ready to be internet champion, and you can't beat Anderson Strong? What do you say to those people?
All I have to say for them is this. If they don't believe it, I think a popular pop song says it, just watch. Tell them to just watch July the 10th, Cornacre Fire Department. SCW history will be made.
All right, man. Now, with that said, guys, I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
I was just saying I will beat Anderson Strong. It's a lot of tent. I'm coming for the internet, Todd.
All right, guys, we got less than 5 minutes left in the broadcast, and what we're going to do is we're gonna give all three of our callers a little bit of time for their closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio. Now, guys, like I said, we got about 5 minutes left. We got some after call if you need to take it. So take as much time as you need. We'll start with our first caller, Ace Harris. Your closing thoughts on this week's episode of SCW Radio.
Well, my closing thoughts are simply, you know, Still Standing is going to be an awesome show. So far, the matches that are rumored to happen, you know, I kind of had my hopes up for that championship match there, but, you know, hey, I'm not going to fight the boss. You're the boss. You don't want to see that match? Hey, I'm looking forward to Cat Daddy versus Anderson Strong. I mean, Cat Daddy, I know you're listening. I've been following you since you came into SCW, and big fan of what you do and the spirit that you give, and I believe in you, man. You ain't got to be the biggest or the strongest. You know, it just comes down to who's the smartest on that night. I believe in you. I believe you'll do it because, hell, you're Cat Daddy. Setbacks are setbacks. I've been out for several months, but I'm going to go after GPA for them tag team championships. It's Still Standing, I'll be there, and if there's anybody else in the back that wants to join me, all you got to do is step up. Put your foot down and take a stand. I'll be there. This is Country Boy Fresh Ace Harris, and I'm out.
All right. And if Chris Weidman, if you can refrain from any use of trying to call anyone a murderer or a member of a terrorist group, we'll let you have some closing thoughts as well, against my better judgment. Go ahead.
All I have to say is make the match. Dean Richards, Tanner Stone. Because Darren Stone is going down just like you call it an Obama phone or you got a Bruce Jenner phone.
Caitlin now.
Who cares?
Get with the times, man. Come on. What are you? So not only are you insensitive to tragedies and terrorist groups, you're also insensitive to those who are who have transgender, you know, ideas and things of that nature. So you're just a stand-up guy, Chris, I got to tell you. So, yeah, I'm going to take your advice and book a match coming from a guy who feels the way you do about these issues. Yeah, you're a stand-up individual. So we're going to go ahead and but you know what? I'll dignify at least part of your closing thoughts with an answer. And that main event, yeah, that's not going to happen. So moving right along to Cat Daddy, your closing thoughts. Go ahead.
Closing thoughts of this, I've been training hard every day, and I'm going to continue to train hard every single day all the way up to July the 10th, because this is the biggest match of my career here. This match really is like a game 7 to the NBA Finals. July the 10th, Still Standing, Cornacre Fire Department. My match with Anderson Strong is a must win. Cat Daddy can't lose. Cat Daddy won't lose. I've disappointed the kittens enough here in 2015. My time is now.
All right, guys, and with that said, we got about a minute left in the broadcast, so really quickly we want to run through one more time. AEW Entertainment presents Still Standing, the 6th anniversary show. It's coming your way Friday, July 10th, 7 o'clock p.m. at Cornacre Fire Department, located at 1418 Highway 246 South in Greenwood, South Carolina, guys. Already confirmed for this show, the SCW Internet Championship is on the line as Anderson Strong defends one-on-one against Cat Daddy. And, you know, despite all the rumors of Tanner Stone defending the SCW Heavyweight Championship against Dean Richards, I'm sorry to tell you, that is not going to be going down. I have not signed it, will not be signing it. Tanner Stone has the evening off. That title will not be up for grabs that day. So sorry, Mean Dean, you're going to have to figure something else out. But with that said, guys, once again, it's going to be a huge celebration for SCW Entertainment, a celebration for country. Perks, inflatables, you name it, all kinds of stuff going on. Cornacre Fire Department, Friday, July 10th. Our show is starting at 7 p.m., but there's going to be things going on even before that. So, guys, come on out, and we'll see you there. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this week's episode of SCW Radio. I'm your host, Sean Van, and we'll see you next week.